Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based out of Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching is Courage, Your Sins Are Forgiven.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came into his own town. And there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." At that, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, "Why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher and go home." He rose and went home. When the crowds saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God, who had given such authority to the people. The Gospel of the Lord. Courage, courage, your sins are forgiven. Those are the first words that Jesus spoke to the paralytic who was placed in front of him when they reached the bank of the Sea of Galilee. Jesus clearly didn't seem to be interested in focusing on the paralysis, or worse yet, on his sins. No, Jesus' interest was in freeing people like this paralytic from the public shame of sin. Jesus focused on undoing the shackles that had held him bound for so long. Why would anyone want to put obstacles in the path of a person who was struggling through life? Anyone who makes an effort to move beyond his or her brokenness or mistakes is already moving in the direction of grace. I think of alcoholics and drug addicts who are battling internal demons that humiliate them over and over again. Or men and women who have spent time in prison and are trying to turn over a new leaf in a world that is not exactly merciful and compassionate all the time. They long for their slate to be washed clean so that they can begin a new life altogether. Unfortunately, there are large segments of people who look down upon the broken women and men in our world, judging them harshly instead of reaching out to help them stand on their own two feet. It's pretty well known that money plays a big part today in the world of jails and correction facilities, prisons. Building and filling up prisons is a pretty lucrative business in our day. In some places, the building of a new and often privately run prison is a way of helping the local city or county bring in some extra money. It seems almost diabolic to turn human brokenness and failure into a money-making endeavor. We can certainly agree that investing in the rehabilitation of criminals makes sense, but using incarceration as a money-making endeavor reeks of opportunism, greed, and sin, something very distant from the mercy of Jesus. This is when Jesus comes onto the scene. He's just appeared unexpectedly after crossing the Jordan River, making his way toward his hometown. He clearly would have been interested. He would have never been interested in turning sin into a lucrative business operation. No, his heart was pure and transparent. When Jesus sees the paralytic lying on the stretcher, his first words are like a shot of energy and hope. "Courage, child. Your sins are forgiven. Pick up your stretcher and go home." Wow. Not only does Jesus not treat him as a lesser being, he actually lifts him up with that powerful word, courage. Jesus isn't afraid to face those who humiliate the poor and brokenhearted. Paralytic had probably been laughed at and ridiculed most of his life, But suddenly, out of nowhere, he hears this kind voice of the prophet from Nazareth, Jesus, encouraging him. Your sins are forgiven. Pick up your stretcher and go home because you are free. Sometimes it's as simple as just recognizing that this person has been pushed to the edge of society and needs a little bit of help to come back home. Some money for a bus ticket. Some way to finish high school. Courage, child. Courage. Your sins are forgiven. After all, is it not true that what we all really want is to come back home? Perhaps the greatest gift that we can give a person who finds him or herself lost on the path of life is to look at them eye to eye with a smile, acknowledging their existence and inviting them to join us as we all make our way back home. Courage, courage, your sins are forgiven.